The End of the Line. Bible Thought. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery." Psalm chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Jehoiachin, Coniah, Jeconiah, is counted in the lineage of Jesus, but in his short reign as king of Judah, he didn't account for much. 3 months, and he's gone to Babylon. After a long period in captivity and a change of kings, Jehoiachin was elevated to eat at the table of the king for the rest of his life. He was treated royally, but he was no longer royalty. He came to the throne of Judah at a terrible time. The king of Babylon was moving the leadership of Judah to captivity. Isaiah had foretold this more than a century earlier. Jeremiah had pleaded, scolded, and even shed many tears over the plight of God's people, but no one listened. Those who reigned on God's throne became their own gods, or listened to those who knew not God. They could not see the hand of God working. Two things we can gain from this. One, look for the hand of God in all that you do daily. Two, who knows? We may just have 3 months left. What will we do with them? Dear Father, help us to always remember that you're King and that you're alive and working in our lives daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Joe McKissick, Abilene, Texas.